I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is called tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Streaming live on aftermath.fm. It's free, aftermath.fm. Also heard on radio stations across the country, but if you're not getting the feed from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific time, you have to go to aftermath.fm. A lot of strange things going on in the world, so there's a lot of preemption, a lot of cutaways. It becomes really chaotic if you can't find the show, so we have a central area. It's aftermath.fm. Just go to aftermath.fm. It's free, and you can stream the whole show. So today's October 1st. Once again, another blurs day, another blurry month, but here we are, October. And I know that this year it's been traumatic. It's been a roller coaster ride for a lot of people, people calling it a dumpster fire. And I don't know if it's a cruel joke, but I just want to remind everyone that this month is the month of paranormal hijinks. It's the month of Halloween, right? I know a lot of you probably aren't even thinking about Halloween, but we think of Halloween here. Most of the time, though, we say every day is April Fool's Day and every night is Halloween on Ground Zero. But October is usually that month where we have a huge amount of paranormal shows as opposed to parapolitical shows. But what's interesting is we have to strike that balance because now we're in election year. And while we won't be giving you, you know, ideas on who to vote for or what, we'll certainly look at some of the strange ponerisms that happen in politics. But I know we observe this month, we look at it as a forebearer for the arrival of Halloween. It gives me reason to actually forego some of the political talk of the moment. What I do is when I want to do shows like this, and I got to tell you, tonight's show is going to be really terrifying for a lot of people. It may be fun, it may be terrifying, but it's one of those shows where you may want to bring the lights up a bit, or you may want to darken them a bit and hold something close to you that it's not going to terrify you all that much. But certainly, when we were doing the show today and when we were experimenting with a few things in the studio, something went terribly bizarre. So my producers, Wes and Ron, were telling me a few days ago, they go, "We hope that you're planning on doing something big for Halloween this year." And I said, "Well, we got a few things, you know, on the list." I said, "Well, it's October 1st. What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, it's hard to find paranormal stories that certainly are worthy of talking about." And so what I did is I decided, well, you know, if there's no paranormal news, for the moment anyway, I can always go back in some of my books that I have in my library. We have a library not only on aftermath.media, but we have a library in my office, a lot of books that we look over, a lot of books about the occult, a lot of books about paranormal stuff. And so I dig deep into my library of occult books to somehow find stories of intrigue that will remind you of the esoteric world and why this month is so paranormal, why it's so intriguing, you know. And we've been having this harvest moon in the sky. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's kind of bizarre out there. And with the smoke and haze, the moon is orange. It's kind of an orange-red color in the sky. So it gives you a chill just looking up and seeing that blood-red moon, kind of apocalyptic in a way. And when I speak of the occult and the paranormal, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to at least get across the attitude and the idea and the point that there is this mirror world within our own. It lurks in the shadows. And there are moments in our lives where the light shines into the dark mirror world. And when it does, we realize that we're not alone. We're not alone. And someone and something or whatever is there in another world, in another dimension, watching us with hungry eyes and intent. Now, we want to believe that the people watching us, or whatever's watching us, whatever beings out there that are watching us, have sympathy for us, that they won't just reach out in the middle of the night and kill us in our sleep. But there have been various causes over time, various ideas that have been offered to explain where we are right now, what the crisis is, the crisis we have on this planet right now, and how it's affecting the lives of people from the historical, socioeconomic, political, and cultural realms. But there's that cause that certainly is overlooked, and that is that in some quantum way, we are being influenced on a more etheric level. And then what sometimes is dismissed as superstition is what most certainly has us in its grip, and we cannot see the path that is set before us. We need light. We need something to enlighten us. And it can be said that what is happening right now is part of an occult war. Now, this occult war is being waged by the forces of global subversion, and it's guided by those powers and principalities that have been talked about in the ancient writings of the prophets. The occultic war is being fought in the context of moral dilemma, and there are forces unknown being used against us from the multiverse that force this global subversion. These forces and influences often act in a decisive manner, and which more often than not cannot be reduced to what is merely human, whether at an individual or some collective level. Today, I was actually reading some material for a show that we're planning on doing tomorrow about Venus. And I stumbled upon some really cool things. And I was going to use them for tomorrow's show, but I opted to use them for today's show. So I don't know if you know this or not, but I kind of made mention of this a while ago. But apparently the sun, according to NASA, is pulling out of its quiet cycle. We've been in this cycle now for many years, and it's been, you know, kind of creepy that the sun has been dead. But they're saying now that the sun is moving out of its cycle, and they were monitoring the sun, and they were saying that, you know, as they were monitoring it, you know, the sun gives off a sound that they monitor. And what it is actually is it's a sound of the winds, like, moving over the planets. And, of course, it moves over Mercury, and it moves over Venus. And they were actually, you know, they were actually really interested in how the sun was reacting to Venus, because, of course, they're looking at phosphine stuff and they're wondering what's going on with life down there. And so I thought it was fun that, yeah, I thought I was going to record this signal and just listen to the anomaly. So I was in the studio and I was listening, you know, to this sound. I'm going to play it for you right now. This sound is NASA. And what they're doing is they are monitoring the sun, and it gives off this really, really interesting sound. Here it is. It's kind of like this rolling tone in and out of what you're hearing from the sun. It's just this strange signal. So I was in the studio listening to this. And a number of people in the newsroom are going, "What are you listening to?" And I'm listening to the sun. I said, "Why are you listening to the sun?" I said, "Because NASA says we're coming out of the cycle, and this is the sound of the sun moving over the planets, Mercury, Venus, and the Earth." And so I was thinking it was kind of a neat sound. So I'm going to use it for a show. And so what happened is that as I was listening, you know, Wes and Ron were overhearing it. And Wes and Ron said, "Hey, here's an idea. What would happen if we were going to use that?" You remember the white circle technology we used for the crystal skull? Remember that? And it was the crystal skull was sending out voices saying things like all hell is going to come from heaven and all kinds of other stuff. And we were like freaking out about it. Well, it was chaos, okay, of course. And so we weren't really, it was the first time we were testing this technology. We call it the white circle technology. And so we're using it for the crystal skull. And Wes and Ron said, "Well, while that sun sound is playing, why don't we get out the white circle technology and call out to the universe to see if something wants to send us a message?" And I go, "From where?" And they go, "Well, Venus, of course." I said, "Venus, really?" So we all sat around and we were talking and we were saying, if there's anything out there, while we were playing the sun sound, you know, we decided, you know, hey, let's play the sun sound. Let's listen in. Let's see, you know, what we get here. And so we ran the sound, and we also ran the white skull, the white circle technology that we used for the crystal skull. And this is what we got. Listen to this. Now, I know a lot of you don't have a trained ear, and a lot of us don't either. You know, and we were listening to it, and we heard a lot of gibberish and a lot of weird stuff, and I thought, well, if we were to send it through a sound filter, and we were to take that sound that was going over that Venus, or going over that sun message, the sun sound, and we listen to the Venus message again, if I was to put it through a filter, how would it sound? Well, coming up, you're going to hear that message. We're going to play you what came over that strange sun sound when we were using that white circle technology. And believe it or not, there is a message in there that's pretty amazing. And we were very shocked at what we were hearing. And so we're going to share it with you tonight. And it's kind of, I guess you could say synchronistic if you want to go there, because we were going to talk about some very strange things. Well, we were going to do this on Friday, but we decided to move it to tonight because of what happened in the studio with that white circle technology and that strange gibberish you heard while we were playing the sound monitoring the sun. So we're going to be right back with that message, because we removed all the backward sounds, all the background sounds, so you could hear what's going on in the background. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.